I'm Marco Werman, and you're tuned to The World. We're going to kick things off today in Venezuela, the Bolivar Republic, as it's known. Life there these days is hard. I mean, very hard. For months, people in Venezuela haven't been able to find the basics, whether it's food or toilet paper or medicine. There are long lines for pretty much everything. And crime is rampant, according to many reports. So a lot of Venezuelans have reached the breaking point.
¿Se escucha? ¿Quiénes son?
Today, they came out to the center of the capital, Caracas, to protest. They're pushing for a new referendum to oust President Nicolas Maduro from power. Reporter Mariana Zuniga was at the protest.
Caracas woke up with a terrible weather, Marco, and you wouldn't expect so many people with that kind of weather, but people were coming in crowds to the Francisco de Miranda Avenue, where I was located a few hours ago in eastern Caracas, and you could see how from the slum of Petare, which is the biggest slum in the capital, were coming in crowds to join this manifestation. You could see how people had a cheerful attitude. They were chanting, they were dancing, they were actually having a good time despite all the problems that Venezuela is living right now. But they all have the same preoccupation in mind. They wanted food and they wanted medicines and they wanted now. That's what they were chanting and asking to the government.
So as far as what these Venezuelans want, food and medicine seems pretty basic, but how do they want the government to help them out?
So as a woman told me today, she knows that the situation is not going to be fixed in one day. She knows that probably the government will be gone and the economic situation in Venezuela is not going to improve immediately. But they said that if they manage to oust President Maduro this year with the recall referendum, at least they will have a hope that things will start changing for them.
You know, I saw this tweet the other day from a correspondent in Caracas that said, I used to occasionally see people picking through the trash in Caracas as night fell. Now it's every day starting around noon. So, Mariana, what's daily life for you like in Caracas? Are you able to find basic necessities?
Well, for me, it has become more difficult, especially because some people recur to the black market to buy the things that they need. But with this kind of inflation, 700% predicted for the end of the year, it's very difficult to keep buying those things to the bachaqueros, the name that these resellers were gave here in Venezuela. So we have to also join the lines very early, and it has become more difficult, and it has become more like a struggle for many families, and my family is included in this, of course.
Yeah, what's the longest line you've had to wait in so far, and what were you waiting for?
I was waiting to buy rice, and to be honest, I didn't wait that much compared to other people. It was more or less like an hour and a half.
Yeah, a lot of people I know would find that really egregious if they had to wait 90 minutes for rice, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Mariana, what is your sense of how this could all play out? Is the Venezuelan government going to budge?
To be honest, Marco, I don't know. It's very unpredictable, the whole situation in the country. I feel that people want a change, and you can feel it in the streets. Also, you can feel how this protest is very different from the ones that we had in 2014, because those protests were led by students mainly. And now you see a melting pot of backgrounds, a melting pot of social classes, and they all gathering to ask for the same thing. But at the same time, the government controls many things, like the electoral authorities, and they are the ones who are going to decide when or if we are going to have the recall referendum this year or not.
Right. Reporter Mariana Zuniga in Caracas, Venezuela. Thank you very much for your time today, Mariana.
You're welcome.